Chapter 18. The Carriage Fakement. On the same day that Mr. Fowler was writing a letter of thanks to Mr. Pierce was preparing to crack the mansion of Mr. Trent. Involved in this plan were five people. Pierce, who had some inside knowledge of the layout of the house, Egger, who would make the wax impression of the key, Egger's woman, who would act as crow or lookout, and Barlow, who would be a stall, providing diversion. There was also the mysterious Miss Miriam. She was essential to the planned housebreak, for she would carry out what was called the carriage fakement. This was one of the most clever methods of breaking into a house. For its effect, the carriage fakement relied upon a solid social custom of the day, the tipping of servants. In Victorian England, roughly 10% of the entire population was in service, and nearly all were poorly paid. The poorest paid were those whose tasks brought them in contact with visitors and house guests. The butler and the footman relied on tips for most of their annual income. Thus, the notorious disdain of the footman for insubstantial callers, and thus, too, the carriage fakement. By 9 o'clock on the evening of November the 12th, 1854, Pierce had his confederates in their places. The crow, Egger's woman, lounged across the street from the Trent mansion. Barlow, the stall, had slipped down the alley towards the tradesman's entrance and the dog pens at the back of the house. Pierce and Egger were concealed in shrubbery right next to the front door. When all was in readiness, an elegant closed carriage drew up to the curb in front of the house and the bell was rung. The Trent household's footman heard the ring and opened the door. He saw the carriage drawn up at the curb. Dignified and conscious of tips, he was certainly not going to stand in the doorway and shout into the night to inquire what was wanted. When, after a moment, no one emerged from the carriage, he went down the steps to the curb to see if he could be of service. Inside the carriage, he saw a handsome, refined woman who asked if this was the residence of Mr. Robert Jenkins. The footman said it was not, but he knew of Mr. Jenkins. The house was around the corner, and he gave directions.